is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
Nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 To the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom. Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. This is, once again, Bob Romanek, and I want to apologize. Yesterday, I didn't get any sleep. I was out doing some investigation the night before, so I could barely talk, which probably was my best show, but having said that, hey, I'm ready today, ready, willing, and able. But to start it off on a real serious note, people, and I always talk serious, but I bring some levity, some humor into it, because you have to be informative, but you also have to be entertaining. I sit here today and every day, I drive to the studio, I see that great American flag, I know I can come to the radio station and say whatever the hell I want to say, and when my show's over, I'm going to the coffee shop, I'm not going to jail. What a great feeling, to wake up and be able to make money, to be able to support your family, to have the opportunity to be successful, only in America, the greatest country, if there is a God, on God's green earth. And I appreciate, and I'm thankful, every day when I wake up, I'm thankful that I live in such a great country. But you know, there's a lot of people that I don't think are too thankful. They want their rights, but they don't want other people's rights. And we are all Americans at the end of the day. We can fight each other. Hell, I fought my family day in and day out, and I'm sure you have fights with your family. But at the end of the day, we all need to come together. But we need to come together on common grounds. We can't come together giving the niggers everything. We can't come together giving the Ku Klux Klan everything. We all have to come. We all have to compromise in this great country. But everybody wants what they want. When you go to the store, you compromise every day. You pick up an item and you say, $8? Hell, I'd rather pay $6. But no, you're going to pay $8. The owners wanted to charge 10, but knew they couldn't get away with it. So every day we compromise, whether we like it or not. So we have to understand that in our great society. I don't like what the niggers do. I don't like their pants hanging to their ground. I don't like the grills in their teeth. I don't like, and whoever said some of those hairdos look good, I don't give a damn. That's not racist. I'm a realist. You see that crap stuck in their head? Looks like pins sticking out. I don't know. But they don't like me either, so I understand that. See, you don't have to like me, and I don't have to like you. That's what's great about this country. But we have to tolerate each other. We can be pissed at each other. But having said that, today, and probably most of you didn't know it, probably not many knew it. I knew it because I'm a true American. I love this great country. I'm not a perfect man. I am a perfect American because I know what this country stands for. I know what it's all about. And I love it today and every day. And I love and honor our proud military heroes. They're the ones that have given me the right to speak free. You hear me, people? Speak free. We are America's voice of freedom, and I don't take that lightly. I will never let a military hero die in vain. These brave military heroes fought, some died, some come back, maimed, one arm, one leg, to give me the right to live free, to speak free. And you think that I'm not going to take that up? You don't think I'm going to take that advantage that they give me? You think I'm going to let them die and be maimed in vain? Hell no, I'm not. But having said that, today is National Anthem Day. Now, again, I'm far from being a racist, but all month it was National Black History. Oh, black here, black there. I understand that. We have one day a year that we salute our national anthem, the national anthem that unites us, unites all of us, black, white, men, women, Democrats, Republicans, niggers, crackers, hunkies, Ku Klux Klanners, unites all of us as Americans. National Anthem Day, I bet nobody knew. Solidarity, people, to become one as proud Americans. That's the operative word, to become one. And I'm always honored and very, very proud to honor our great country. And some will say, and they have said, hey, Romantic, you take that patriotism too far. They also say, I take race problems too far. I don't think I take either far enough. But we do have such a great country, and I know the people out there don't want to hear this crap, but I don't give a damn. To you, it's crap. To me, it's an honor to be an American. To me, it's an honor to salute our great country. To me, it's an honor and a privilege to remember our brave military heroes. So if you don't like it, turn it off now. And why? Why is this day, I ask, put on the back burner? Again, how many people really knew that today was National Anthem Day? I don't think hardly anybody. The national anthem that puts us together, that keeps us together, that make us proud to be Americans. We don't remember that, but we remember Martin Luther King Day. We remember all these other days, black and white. So I got to say, a lot of you people, black and white, are lame. This is National Anthem Day. And again, I'm proud. I'm proud to say that I'm going to celebrate National Anthem Day, as I do every day. I'm going to speak free, I'm going to live free, and I'm going to thank this great country for giving me the opportunity to feed my family and to take care of my family, as you people all have that same. Black, white, men, women have that same opportunity. You just have to grab it and make it something. So I'm going to play our national anthem out of honor of National Anthem Day. I'm going to play it out of honor for our brave military heroes. And I know there's people going to say, why is he wasting his time? Hey, I'll sit here for a month. I'll sit here for a week without sleep and talk about how great this country is. So we're going to play the national anthem in honor of National Anthem Day, which apparently nobody really gives a damn. That should have been on the front page. Should have been on the front page of every newspaper. But no, it wasn't. Black History was, everything else was, but not our great National Anthem Day. Today, National Anthem Day, and out of honor of our country and our brave military heroes, here's the national anthem.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light? what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and
you know, if that doesn't give you goosebumps, something is wrong with you, or you really don't understand what America stands for. What a great, great song. I'm going to play one more song to dedicate, and I have to play the second one because it's really poignant to the National Anthem Day in honoring our great country. It's "Some Gave All and All Gave Some." We're going to play that. And again, if you don't want to hear it, turn it off. That's your prerogative. You know why? Because you live in this great United States of America and you can make your own choices. Some gave all and all gave some. To salute our great country and all, I say all, past, present, and future military heroes, who some will give all their lives and all will give some their arms, their legs, their eyesight. So me and you and everyone else can live free. This is an honor of our proud military.
I knew a man, called him Sandy Kane. Few folks even knew his name. But a hero, yes, was he. Left a boy, came back a man. Still many just don't understand about the reasons we are free. I can't forget the look in his eyes or the tears he cried. Said these words to me. All gave some. Some gave all. Some stood through for the red, white, and blue, and some had to fall. And if you ever think of me, think of all your liberties and recall. Some gave all. Now Sandy Kane is no longer, but his words are so clear as they echo throughout our land. all his friends who gave us all, who stood the ground and took the fall to help their fellow man. I love your country and live with pride, and don't forget those who died. America, can't you see? All gave some,
and some gave all,
and some stood through for the red, white, and blue, and some had to fall. And if you ever think of me, think of all your liberties and recall. Some gave all. And if you ever think of me, think of all your liberties and recall. Yes, recall. Some gave all. Some gave all.
I want to thank everybody who listened to the both songs, who didn't turn off the station. I want to thank you for your patience and your decency and your patriotism. I want to thank all of you. Thank you. Thank you very much. And I hope everybody has a great National Anthem Day. Hope everybody does. Hey, I want to talk yesterday or the day before about tainted food. I've got it right here in my hands. Boy eating McDonald's finds razor blade in Happy Meal box. That comes from Fox News. Boy eating McDonald's finds razor blade in Happy Meal box. A family was outraged after their four-year-old son allegedly found the razor blade attached to his McDonald's Happy Meal. Well, I guess if you're going to be a serial killer, it's good to have a razor blade in your Happy Meal. But short of that, I don't understand. The parents are really pissed. They opened a meal and discovered the, thought it was a new toy. And it's not really funny. It's in quotes. His dad said he was super excited, thought he found a new toy. He started waving it around and realized it was actually a razor knife. Now, you know, please, I hope the McDonald's and the nigger community don't hear this, because that'll be their new toy in their new fun meal. Hey, you either get a razor blade or a .38 caliber, but now, no bullets, you'll have to buy another fun meal, which wouldn't be so much fun, I don't guess, if you're on the receiving end of the bullet or the razor. Oh. Or the razor knife. Manager said he was sorry. Now, here's what really gets me. The manager says, hey, I'm sorry that you got a razor blade in your Happy Meal, so I'm going to comp you another Happy Meal. Maybe they'll find a machine gun. And I shouldn't make fun of it, but it is funny. The father says, hell, I don't want a meal from you guys. I want my kids to be safe when they eat. Unbelievable. But they found the razor. But there again, people, and I told you before, I don't want to scare anybody. I want to educate you people. And it could happen today and every day. And this is just a prime example of how easy food can be tainted. Also, you know my information's always good. Also, I was told from very good sources that not only are the payroll checks bouncing at the Belleville Hoff Brew House, Mark the big pussy Maximus Vaginus Eckert, the failed mayor of Belleville. I thought this was going to be such a good business. You give up $32 million in tax incentives, you idiot. But I also hear now that there's rumors, I say rumors, but I believe them to be true, that the much touted and little successful Belleville Hof Brewhouse may be closing its doors in the very, very near future. That is being investigated as we speak. But you know what it'll be? The Keller Group, whose father, the patriarch, died a couple weeks ago, and our condolences to the Keller family. Nobody wants family member to pass. He passed away at 80, 82 years old. So if the Hof Brewhouse is passing bad checks, if the Hof Brewhouse is passing bad checks, and if the Hof Brewhouse is ready to close its doors, they're going to say, oh, it's because the owner, the patriarch of the family, the Keller Construction Group, the Keller Group, died. You know, don't get mad, niggers, but when I say one monkey don't stop the show, it don't stop the show. Then I got to ask right there. Always say one monkey don't stop the show. You know the niggers will make that racist. But let's get back to this Hof Brewhouse. I honestly think there's really not going to be a lot of time left for the Hof Brewhouse. And I don't wish them any bad. I just think it was a bad investment, a bad idea. And I think it was a bad Belleville mayor that okey-fadoked you good people. Remember, it was going to open up in 15, 16, 17, finally opened up. You don't hear anything from Mark Eckert, do you? You don't hear anything from any of these politicians. When it's something that's screwed up, which is most of the time, they're like the weathermen. The one or two times they get the weather right, they're touting it for 3 weeks. Hey, I told you there's going to be 3 inches of snow. I told you. But when they tell you it's going to be a blizzard and you get a half an inch of fleeting snow, you never hear it anymore. Same way with the politicians, these asswipe bastards. The one good thing they do, they think offsets the 100 bad things that they didn't do. But, and also, I saw in the paper or on the CNN news or some news that a ball player down at spring training in Arizona got arrested for a DUI. Now, you know what? I've never drank. I've never took drugs. I'm crazy enough without outside influences. But let me tell you, being an ex-police officer, I really don't think it's right. Because there's a lot of decent people that get DUIs, and then their mugshots, you know, they're drinking, their hair's messed up, their mugshots are out there. And I want to talk serious about the DUI laws, and I know Mothers Against Drunk Driving, they'll probably be a little pissed. But they need to come up where that's just like a traffic. Pay a little bit more. But why have a mugshot and totally embarrass decent people? I would bet you, being an ex-police officer, if I went to 20, 30 random taverns all throughout the St. Louis metropolitan area, put a certified breathalyzer examiner there, and have people walk in to a tavern, and in an hour later or 45 minutes, walk out, blow into that breathalyzer, I guarantee you 90% plus minus would be intoxicated. A DUI is nothing more than the luck of the draw. All you people, think about it. How many people have drank one or two or three beers or alcoholic drinks and would have walked out and if would have been stopped, but for the grace of God, if there is one, would have been charged with a DUI? There's police officers charged, there's lawyers, there's good people like the U.S. attorney who made a mistake, but they want to put that on the front page of every newspaper. It's a DUI, people. If you don't want people to drink, then let's have prohibition again. But think about it. And it's these politicians that do this crap, and they're probably some of the biggest drunks in the world. But if you get a traffic ticket, they don't put a mugshot in. Again, I've never drank. I don't have a dog in this fight, but I don't think it's right. 0.08, you can have two beers and walk out in 20 minutes and be intoxicated. But they want to put your picture on the front page. They want to put a nasty mugshot. They want to try to embarrass you because maybe you've had one too many drinks. Now, Mothers Against Drunk Driving will say, well, it's a potential killer. And yes, it is. And if they kill somebody, then send their ass to jail. But you're not going to stop people from drinking. And with that .08 DUI law, Utah's made it .05. They might as well have prohibition, because if you walk out of a tavern after two or three drinks, and you see these guys and women sitting there all day, watch the basketball game, watch the Super Bowl in these taverns 3 or 4 hours, at the Hooters and all these other sports bars, do you honestly think that they're not all drunk when they come out of the taverns and the restaurants? We've got a caller. Let's go ahead before break. Go ahead, Dave. You're on the dark side.
Good morning, you mean nasty bastard.
Hey, thanks for the compliment once again, buddy. What's going on in your world?
Not much. How the hell are you?
Hey, I'm doing great.
Hey, you know, Kevin Slayton has brought up many, many times, if they wanted to fix all this crap, they would put them interlocks in cars from the factory. Then that way you would never, ever, hardly ever, have to give a DWI out ever again.
You know what, Dave? You're right, but you know why that never be? Because the alcoholic lobbyists, I say alcoholic in more ways than one, those lobbyists would never let that happen, because once they did that, your restaurants, your bars, their income would go down 50 to 75%.
Well, you know, Bob, back in my young, stupid days, I would say once or twice I partake.
Well, wait, now, hey, Dave, you seem like a nice Christian man. Once or twice, let's reevaluate that. Now tell me again.
Once or twice a month.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay.
You know, Bob, now my limit is 2 drinks. If I have more than 2, somebody's coming to pick me up. I'll sleep in my car. I'm staying put. But, you almost have to, because, you know, it's crazy. I agree with you. We need to protect people. Throwing somebody in work who maybe, what about if he just got into a fight with his girlfriend, boyfriend, or whatever, and that's the first time he's ever had, you know, maybe overdrank, and the only time he's ever come in contact with the law is a DWI.
Hey, Dave, don't you agree with me? If we put a desk out in front of 20, 30 bars all throughout the St. Louis region, and somebody walked in and voluntarily, not to get in any trouble, when they walked out, blew into a certified breathalyzer, don't you agree that 80 to 90% would blow intoxicated?
Absolutely, Bob. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's gotten to where they've run all the corner bars out. I mean, look downtown. It's Ballpark Crime Village, where they've run the corner bars out. And between them and the DWI laws, there's almost not a mom-and-pop place around.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Now, what do you think, Dave, if somebody had an undercover police operation after the World Series or after the Super Bowl at the Ballpark Village, and they had a traffic stop there, and they had checkpoints, DUI checkpoints, how many DUIs you think would have came out of the Ballpark Village on those days?
Out of 100, I'd say 98.
Yeah, well, thank you. That was better than my 90%. But and again, Dave, I know you're a decent guy, and I know your background, and I don't think people should get out there and get sloppy drunk, but I know people that can have 2 beers in 2 hours' time and be impaired, and I know people that can have 7 drinks in 1 hour's time and not be impaired. So it seems like it's really not fair to some people. The bigger you are, I think you can handle the more, but this .08... And again, it's not so much. Give them a $1,000 fine. Make it a traffic. But when they put everybody's face on a mugshot, like the former U.S. attorney from the Southern District of Illinois, a great U.S. attorney, worked with law enforcement, made a mistake, as we all do. You know, why try to embarrass these people? Embarrass them by taking some money out of their pocket. But there's been lawyers, doctors, police officers, athletes, everybody gets caught with the DUI, and I don't know why they try to make that such a big embarrassing thing.
Hey, Bob, I got a question for you, and the comparison is not going to be taken very nicely by some people, but I can't really think of anything else. These DWI checkpoints, to me, they have to be unconstitutional, because there is no probable cause to stop these cars. It's a clear violation of unreasonable search and seizures.
Well, you know, Dave, though, here's the problem, and this is not on the police officers, because I love them. I love every police officer, whether they like me or not. But the politicians have them do that. But at the end of the day, Dave, it's a safety check. They're going to check for seatbelt. They're going to check for this and that. And I agree with you. I think it's unconstitutional. But until somebody really fights it, it's going to keep going like it's going, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, look, if someone with money fought it, it would be done. Let me or you go out and stop somebody just because, hey, I don't like that he's got a mustache today. Guess where we're going to go? We're going to be called down to the FBI and we're going to know why we're violating civil rights.
Right. Hey, Dave, we got to go, but you talk about mustaches. Are you talking about Mrs. Kern's wife? Because she's got one hell of a mustache over here. Hey, Dave, you take it easy and thanks for the call. We're up against a hard break. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
When the party was nice, the party was bumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I hear a woman shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud to be the Patriot.
We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it.
The dark side. Yesterday was the election for St. Louis president of the Board of Aldermen in all the aldermanic positions. And I want to congratulate Mr. Lewis Reed, a very, very, very proud black man, a man who tries to fight for both black and white people, both Democrats and Republicans, a man who tries to fight to make St. Louis a better place. We want to congratulate you on a hard-fought victory. And I want to uncongratulate Jameel Nasheed and Megan Green, two skanky little bitches in the Me Too movement, come after me, who would have handedly, single-handedly, mind you, would have destroyed, helped destroy the city of St. Louis, more than it's been destroyed. So, again, you two skanks, you're losers in life, you're losers in the race for president of the Board of Aldermen, and you're sure losers in looks, because, boy, if there is a God, he must have hated you two bitches for something, because you're two ugly, ugly skanks. And on a side note, 18% people in St. Louis. That's what amazed me. 18%, less than 18% of the 200,000 registered voters came out and voted. A little more than 34,000 out of 200,000. You know, the politicians have made all of us become apathetic towards government. How most people stay home. You know how important this race was for president of the St. Louis Board of Aldermen, for the aldermen that represent you good people in all the wards in St. Louis? How complacent are the people of St. Louis with all the economic, all and all the crime problems? Apparently, as shown from this pathetic voter turnout, no one really cares about what's going on in St. Louis. Nobody cares about the murders. Nobody cares about the leadership. You hear me, less than 18% of the registered voters in St. Louis, the over 200,000 registered voters, 34,000, less than 18%. Lewis Reed, 36% of the 18%. Jameel Nasheed, 32%. Megan Green, 31%. So you good people in St. Louis, don't be crying about what's going on. If you didn't get your ass out to vote, and 82%, you understand me, people? 82% of the people of St. Louis didn't take the time to go out and vote. But they're all worried about crime. They're all worried about the economic situation. They're all worried about what's going on in St. Louis. Hell no, you're not. Not when 82%, close to 83%, kept your lazy asses at home. Didn't think it was worth it. Where's all the votes in North St. Louis? I mean, you people in North St. Louis, do you like the killings? Do you like the rapes, the robberies, the carjackings, the home invasions? Do you like it? I'm going to try to get somebody to break it down to see in North St. Louis, in those wards, how many voters actually came out. But to tell me that 83% of the people in St. Louis sit home, that tells me how apathetic they are. That tells me that apparently they don't care. They don't care about the city of St. Louis. And also, I looked through the results, and I don't know this gentleman. I've heard good things about him. Larry Arnowitz comes up with 74%+ of the votes in Ward 12 in St. Louis. Right at 75%. Three out of every four people that voted in that ward voted for Larry Arnowitz. That must mean that gentleman's doing one hell of a job. So, Larry, whoever you are and whatever you are, you keep up the good work, because apparently the people in your ward think that you are a true public servant and working for the good people of Ward 12 in St. Louis. The other elections were relatively close, but nobody got 75% of their votes in their aldermanic ward except Larry Arnowitz. And again, thank you very much, and I think the people of Ward 12 are happy to have you, and you continue the good work. I don't know how many others are going to continue to do the good work, but I also again thank and congratulate Lewis Reed. Thank him for, he ran a hell of a clean campaign, as clean as can be, because sometime in an election, you know, it gets a little nasty, gets a little dirty, but I think the people of St. Louis ought to be proud that they've elected Lewis Reed for his fourth term as aldermanic president. I think if anybody can help St. Louis get out of the situation, the bad situation it is, I think it'd be Lewis Reed. We're going to take a quick break. We ran out of time on the last break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest. America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of Radio, death and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom. Welcome back to the dark side. As always, we're about running out of time. Tomorrow, we're going to hit on St. Clair County Board elects Herb Simmons, Herb the Hemorrhoid Simmons, this useless, no good for nothing, dying, greasy, black-haired son of a bitch, non-qualified to do anything, has a GED if he has that. They elected him chairman. They elected this idiot chairman of the Transit Authority. This no good greasy son of a bitch. Hey, Herbie, you better put a full body condom on when you got your head all up, Mark, the big faggot Kern's ass. This son of a bitch isn't qualified to be the 911 director, but he kisses Kern's ass. And you good people in St. Clair County, especially below the hill, you better understand what's going on. They've embarrassed you. They've insulted you to make this no good stupid son of a bitch the chairman. The chairman of the St. Clair County Housing Authority District. Not qualified to be anything, people. Has no qualifications. We'll talk about that tomorrow. We're going to hit that hard. We're going to hit his sons. One an arsonist, one a drug pusher. We'll talk about that tomorrow, too. Herb Simmons. We'll talk about Herb Simmons, who worked with the feds to try to destroy the Democratic culture of corruption in 1998 to 2000. And that's how these Democrats punish him by giving him some positions that he's not qualified for. We'll talk about that tomorrow. I want to get into this, and we'll have to hit on it tomorrow too. They're accusing the National Association of what? Black journalists are accusing CNN of lacking diversity. And I got to say, President, CNN President Jeff Zucker, I'm not a big fan of CNN, but I tell you, I like you, a white guy, for finally taking a stand against reverse racism. Now, the National Association of White Journalists, where the hell are you guys at? I don't see a National Association for White Journalists. No, that'd be racist. But these guys are a bunch of nigger thugs, journalists, and they're bitching about the CNN for lack of diversity in the networks. The network's president, he's refusing, and I want to salute you, he's refusing to discuss the lack of black executives at the liberal news organization. Well, you know what? Maybe we should say that's because he's hiring people because of their qualifications, not because of their skin color, which would be racist. We could argue that, but this is Jeff Zucker. This guy's refusing to meet with the black journalists, National Association of Black Journalists. They call themselves the NABG. They're pissed off because there's no black representation within the ranks of the executive news managers. So what? There's no NBA players that are white. And you know why? Because the best players are niggers. The best players are black. That's why the NBA puts them on the floor and lets the white guy sit the bench and stand up and sit up in the stands and support that nigger basketball association. That's why niggers. It's because the best ball players are black. Whites don't bitch about that, but now you niggers are bitching because there's no blacks in CNN. Well, maybe it's because they're not qualified. Maybe it's because they're not as qualified as the white people. What do you niggers want to do? Do you niggers want to just fire all the white people? We don't want any more affirmative action, niggers. We've had that crap long enough, but I got to say, I don't watch CNN, but man, I've gained a lot of respect for them. When this Jeff Zucker says, hey, you're not forcing my hand. I'm going to hire who's best qualified. They hire who's best qualified in the NBA, don't they? They hire who's best qualified in the NFL where there's more black and white. Oh, no, there's too many black. Let's throw some whites in there. Oh, the guy's only 80 pounds. We can't make him a defensive tackle. The hell we can't. We want some white representation. Do you see how stupid that is for these niggers? And I think the CNN has hired them because they're the best in journalism. It's not because they're white. They go where the money's at. They want the professional people that can enhance their CNN news organization. And it says the National Association for Black Journalists is going to have a special team. Will perform further research, and they're going to analyze the CNN's diversity, inclusion, and equality practices. Are you nuts? They're also calling for a civil rights audit that examines the company's hiring, promotion, and compensation practices, including black employees. See, that's you niggers. That's your fault. You want somebody hired that ain't worth a damn just because he's got black skin. Then when he screws up, then the white people say, hey, I told you so. Why don't you get a black that's qualified? Why has it always got to be skin color? If it's skin color reversed-wise, it would be racism if white people said that. But you niggers, you can't get away with it. I think this is the start of the finish. Now we've got the white president of CNN saying, hey, we're not taking that crap. We're hiring who's best qualified. You know, get a good education. Then be the best you can be, black or white, and you'll get the job. You know, just again, look at the NBA. Why can't we have whites out there? Because they're not as good. Why can't we have blacks in some of these technical positions, some of these high-profile positions? Because they're not as good. Has nothing to do with the color of their skin. And see, that's what pisses me off. And people want to call me a racist? No, it's called capitalism, people. If they could get more money and get better results from blacks, the CNN would have every black everywhere. Now, it's bad enough you got to put some blacks on TV just because you got to have some diversity. If I'm a black man, don't give me a position for diversity. Give me a position because I'm qualified. Give me a position because I busted my ass. I've got a good education. Give me a position for what I am, not the color of my skin. How racist is that? But you don't hear it from anybody but Bob Romanek. And it pisses me off. Get a good education, black or white. Then you'll become somebody. What did I say? What did Malcolm X say that I said? Says, our problems, the black problems, will never be solved by the white man. And it'll never be solved by criticizing and threatening and intimidating the white man. I'll tell you that, because it's getting worse, people. Think about it. Qualifications, not color of the skin. Nothing like reverse racism. I'll talk about it. Nobody else will. And we'll continue that subject tomorrow. As always, time to go. So let's continue to unite. Unite people together. Come together, black and white, men and women. We don't have to love each other. Let's just respect each other. Let's respect each other's views. Whether you like them or not, let's respect them. Because a lot of people don't like my views. I don't like most people's views. But that's in this great United States of America. That's what it's all about. Living and let live. Compromise. So let's continue to unite to expose these ass white bastards. And it's always at the end of the day, it's these politicians that are dividing and conquering us day after day. Let's come together, people, black and white, men and women, Democrats and Republicans, rank and file people. Let's take the power away from the vast, vast minority, the 2 or 3 or 4% that are running this country. We're the bosses, the vast majority. Remember, majority rules. Let's remember that and let's practice that. So let's continue to unite to expose these ass white bastard political parasitical perverted punks that we call politicians. And at the end of the day, as always, repeat after me. You know the routine. As always, let's destroy them before they destroy us. No violence. Let's destroy them politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigga nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigga nation. All the nigga think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigga this and nigga that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigga nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all those illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigga of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga. And I don't mean Negro. Nigga. I don't mean black man. I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch!
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190. 1190 AM. Insane Broadcasting. America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom. Radical Radio. And we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.